Here's your KNDY weather allergy forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms, high near 93. Showers and thunderstorms for tonight with a low around 67. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, high near 88. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night with a low around 70. And for Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue with a high near 93. I'm meteorologist Emily Chipman. Currently, it's 72.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, Good Friday. Many department chairs at the University of Kansas are pushing back against the school's plan to have classroom instruction in the fall, saying they should have the option to teach online. This week, a letter signed by 38 department heads was emailed to Provost Barbara Bickelmeyer after Chancellor Doug Girard announced last week that the school would hold in-class sessions starting August 24th. Radio KCUR yesterday reported that another 14 have signed since then. Instructors can ask for an exemption from the requirement under the Americans with Disabilities Act, which department heads call impossibly unwieldy, discriminatory, and perhaps illegal. There are some big increases in COVID cases across the state. In Riley County, reported cases more than doubled to 156 during the two-week period ending Wednesday. And an outbreak in Crawford County tied to a bacon processing plant, prompting officials to go back to previous restrictions. Mid-America Network News.
If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America Ag Network. Stickline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
From start to finish, Polansky Pure Certified Wheat Seed means more profit in your pocket. From providing the best varieties, walking fields for purity, followed by a six-step cleaning process unparalleled in the Central Plains. 7 to 10 years to develop a new leading variety, another 5 to test, purify, and increase seed quantities. Polansky Seed prides itself to bring you the best varieties and the cleanest, high-quality certified wheat seed. Put more money in your pocket with Polansky Pure Certified Wheat Seed. Polansky Seed, powered by Generations Farming for the Future.
Communities in Kansas have lifted restrictions on businesses and public gatherings, and a few have seen big increases in reported coronavirus cases. In Riley County, reported cases have more than doubled to 156 in the two-week period ending on Wednesday. That prompted Riley County health officers to reimpose a 50-person limit on public gatherings and limit bars and restaurants to 75% of capacity. The commanding general at nearby Fort Riley restricted soldiers' visits to the Aggieville Bar and Restaurant District in Manhattan, but there's an even more dramatic increase in Crawford County in southeast Kansas, which is tied to an outbreak at a bacon processing plant, prompting local officials to go back to previous restrictions. And if nothing else, this week in Kansas, it has been an active weather week. Weather forecasters in the Sunflower State saying there is the possibility once again late today for severe weather to move across the state. Mid-America Network News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Governor Pete Ricketts says for now, Nebraska is seeing fewer new cases of the coronavirus and its hospitals are well positioned to treat patients, but that could change quickly if residents don't continue to take safety precautions. Ricketts says the state could see another uptick in virus cases due to relaxed social distancing restrictions, as well as the recent mass protests over the death of George Floyd. As of Wednesday, Nebraska officials confirmed 129 new coronavirus cases, that number trending down from the high of 677 on May 7th. Hospital capacity remained relatively strong with 38% of Nebraska's beds, 44% of its intensive care unit beds, and 80% of its ventilators still available for patients. And in the face of racial tension, the Grammy-winning band The Dixie Chicks is now going to be referred to as just The Chicks. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
As we welcome our patients and visitors back into the clinics and hospitals, Community Healthcare System wants to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you to the communities for your support. Thank you for staying home this spring to protect the health of everyone in Northeast Kansas. And thank you for generous donations of gowns, masks, meals, treats, and encouragement. Please know that the Community Healthcare System appreciates you, and we are taking every precaution to maintain the highest level of safety for our patients and associates. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Organizers with the annual Pony Express Festival at the Hollaberg Station State Historic Site near Hanover announced this week the annual event slated for the last Sunday in August will be suspended for this year due to the continuing virus outbreak. In a related note, the annual Pony Express Reride, which is annually held in June, is rescheduled August 26th through September 5th, eastbound from Sacramento to St. Joe. Tentative plans are to cross the Nebraska-Kansas state line late Friday evening, September 4th, around 10 p.m., passing the Hollenberg Station and Pony Express Barn in Marysville then overnight. That schedule and updates are posted on their website, nationalponyexpress.org. An injury accident was reported in Gage County Wednesday evening, east of Beatrice, near Rockford State Recreation Area. Jeff Shue, age 56, of Beatrice, struck a deer and lost control of the motorcycle he was driving, going off the road. He was airlifted with serious injuries to a Lincoln hospital. An injury accident in Marshall County was reported last Saturday. Miranda Tormanson of Blue Rapids lost control, went off the road, and struck a tree with the vehicle rolling onto its side. She walked from the accident shortly before 2:30 a.m. and was taken by private vehicle to a local hospital. Tuesday before last, Maya Keller of Holmes City was turning from Highway 99 onto U.S. 36 and was struck by a semi driven by Rodney Bolts of Fairview. Keller was transported to CMH in Marysville. On June 8th, Logan Miner of Marysville struck a culvert on Harvest Road near 18th Road, suffering minor injuries. Kansas Department of Health and Environment, in conjunction with Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism, has issued a list of public health warnings for six Kansas lakes due to blue-green algae. The advisory further adds another six to a watch list, including Washington County State Fishing Lake. A watch means that blue-green algae have been detected and a harmful algae bloom is present or likely to develop. People are encouraged to avoid these areas of algae accumulation and keep pets and livestock away from the water. This will be the final weekend for Father Nathan Haverland, serving as pastor of St. Gregory Marysville and St. Malachi Beatty. He's been appointed pastor at Most Pure Heart of Mary Parish at Topeka. Replacing him will be Father Quentin Schmitz, a Baileyville native, who was a classmate of Haverland's. He's recently served at Burlington, Emerald, Waverly, and Westphalia. Father Anthony Chinmulli has been named pastor of Annunciation Frankfort, St. Monica, St. Elizabeth, Blue Rapids, and St. Columbkille Blaine, where he formerly served as parochial administrator. St. John's Hanover will host their annual bazaar this Sunday with curbside pickup or local delivery of a grilled chicken or roast beef meal serving 4 until 7. Ed Henry, who's retiring as a longtime director of Twin Valley Developmental Services, will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend.
Over the years, we developed programs as they were needed. We got the first day program started within a month of my starting, and then they grew rapidly, and then we needed housing, and we developed that. As the number of people grew, we built new houses and new apartments, and it was kind of an ongoing, I think it was 9, 10, or 11 years that we built or added a new program every year. You know, all of that was huge accomplishment.
Mike Peschel of Manhattan will replace Ed Henry. Henry's public affairs interview airs during our 7 a.m. news block Saturday.
Probably the biggest compliment that stands out is one day an elderly gentleman stopped me and he said, "You know, you did it. You really made those folks a part of our community." And to me, that was a huge compliment. It was kind of a reassurance to me that, yes, it has worked, and a lot of our folks, because of what we have done, have really become a part of the community. It's been quite a privilege to make that happen.
Walter Presepio, age 79, of Mesa, Arizona, passed away June 17. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 2 until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Walter Procipio. Marjorie I. Potts, age 90 of Salina, formerly of Oquito, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Potts. Jill Matthew, age 61 of Home, passed away Wednesday. Private services are planned. Visitation Saturday, 3 until 7. Family will receive friends Saturday from 4 until 6 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Jill Matthew. Melba K. Coffey, age 96, of the Frankfort community, passed away June 21st. A memorial service will be planned later. That will be a private graveside service to be determined. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Melba Coffey. Marcia Hubbard, age 70, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m., at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 11 until 8. Family will see friends Monday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Marcia Hubbard. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, roast beef, mashed potatoes, carrots, and a rosy applesauce. Monday's menu, taco casserole, a muffin, and cake. KNDY's time is 7:16.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in Home has the monument that's right for you.
One of the best things about summer is enjoying some great barbecue. Pulled pork, brisket, smoked sausage, barbecue chicken, and don't forget the sides, baked beans, cucumber salad, cheesy hash brown taters. I could go on, but now I'm hungry and need to head down to Bite Me Barbecue. Dine in or carry out. They can also cater your next event. Stop in today. Heck, do it now. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high near 93. Winds out of the southwest around 10 to 15 miles per hour. Showers and thunderstorms for tonight with a low around 67. Some of these storms could be on the strong side. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, high near 88. Winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, low around 70. Sunday, mostly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms, high near 93. Winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Isolated showers and thunderstorms Sunday night with a low around 72. Monday, mostly sunny with an isolated shower thunderstorm high near 91. Winds out of the south around 10 to 15 miles per hour. Monday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms low around 71. Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue high near 90. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a scattered shower high near 90. I'm meteorologist Emily Chipman.
Average high temperature late June, 87, recent record high 96 in 1991. The average low 65, record low 51 in 2004. Sunset this evening 8:59, sunrise in the morning at 6 a.m. Just a few hit and miss showers indicated by radar in southeast Nebraska, including a small cell just to the east of Wymore. Some activity starting to pop up out in the central section of Kansas, mostly light scattered showers. 74 with a light south wind this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather. For this Friday, the 26th of June, KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
USD 223 Hanover Barnes and Lynn is looking to hire route bus drivers for Hanover and Lynn for the 2021 school year. Pay starts at $18 an hour and includes health insurance benefits. Applicants must be willing to obtain a Class B commercial driver's license and the appropriate endorsements. All training will be paid for by USD 223. For more information, call the district office at 763-4231.
The show goes on for golf, and two rivals put their differences aside in a call for change. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The first round of the Travelers Championship in Cromwell, Connecticut teed off a day after the PGA Tour implemented stricter COVID-19 protocols. Mackenzie Hughes tops the leaderboard at 10 under after shooting a bogey-free 60. Rory McIlroy, Xander Schauffele, and Victor Hovland all sit in a three-way tie for second at 7 under heading into the second round today. On a call with teams Thursday, NFL General Counsel Jeff Pasch said the league anticipates training camps will start on time, with most players reporting by July 28th. But not everyone appears to be on board. New Orleans Saints safety Malcolm Jenkins on CNN.
We have to understand our football is a non-essential business, and so we don't need to do it. And so the risk, has to be really eliminated before I would feel comfortable.
The league also announced the cancellation of the Pro Football Hall of Fame game and moved this year's enshrinement ceremony to 2021. This is ABC Sports. Ole Miss head football coach Lane Kiffin and Mississippi State football coach Mike Leach were part of a group of 46 coaches and administrators to petition legislators to remove the Confederate emblem from the state's flag. Kiffin says he fully supports the movement.
I think it's great to see people coming together for one united cause. It's very important.
Leach says he wants to see a flag that's more inclusive.
The purpose of a state flag is to unify the state, and right now this flag doesn't do that, and everybody needs to be excited and appreciate this flag, and it needs to unify people, and they need to be thrilled to be a part of it.
The SEC and NCAA both announced last week that Mississippi will not host postseason events until the state flag is changed. Churchill Downs says the Kentucky Derby will run this fall with a limited number of spectators. The run for the Roses has been rescheduled for September 5th. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Nemaha Marshall REA is seeking applications for a full-time lineman to join their team of dedicated linemen. Send your resume to the general manager at Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric Cooperative at Axtell. Application deadline is June 30th.
Good Thursday morning, Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. It's also time we check in once again with the 2020 Summer Harvest Updates. Harvest updates here on the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Abilene Machines, Syngenta AgriProceed, Midwest Ford Dealers, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. Let's take a look around the state, as southwest Kansas didn't receive any of the rains that the central portion of the state got over the weekend, so harvest has continued there, and the eastern portion did receive minimal rains over the weekend, and some farmers reported getting back into the fields as early as Monday and Tuesday. Matt Overturf from Skyland Grain and Johnson over in Staten County reported that the harvest began about a week ago, should be pretty much wrapped up in their western locations here by the weekend if they don't receive any rain. However, that is what they're looking for there. Overturf said that the acres are down in the area about 15 to 20% from last year, and the yields about half of last year as well. They'll only see about a third of last year's bushels in their locations. Overturf reported that in some areas in Stanton County, they've only received about an inch and a half of rain since last June. Jason Oaks, who farms near Syracuse in Hamilton County, began his harvest on June 17th, which was about the earliest in the area. Says yields have been highly variable, but should average about 30 bushels per acre. He did go on to say where the rains didn't hit, yields won't be as good. He said he has some fields that are yielding as low as 5 bushels per acre. His report test weights are averaging about 60 pounds per bushel. Proteins are in the mid-11 so far. Oaks said he'll have only about 30% more acres of wheat this fall because he had to prevent plant some of the fall crop acres due to the drought. He plants mainly hard white wheat and says the Kansas Wheat Alliance, Joe, has been performing well. He estimates Hamilton County is about 75% hard red winter and 30% hard white. Harvest will be complete for Oaks by June 28th if they don't receive any rain, but again, that would be a blessing for the area, which is desperately needed for fall crops. Harvest updates are brought to you by Abilene Machines, Syngenta AgriProceed, Midwest Ford Dealers, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
Our nation has faced unprecedented challenges due to the coronavirus pandemic, and the agriculture industry is no exception. This is Richard Fordyce, administrator for USDA's Farm Service Agency, reminding farmers and ranchers that FSA is now accepting applications for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, or CFAP. This program provides vital financial assistance to producers to offset impacts of COVID-19. Certain crops and livestock, along with wool and dairy, are eligible for CFAP. Our website, farmers.gov/CFAP, that's farmers.gov/CFAP, is your one-stop shop for eligible commodities, payment rates, eligibility criteria, and application forms. You'll also find a payment calculator that can assist you with completing your application. Applications for CFAP will be accepted through August 28th. And if you have questions about CFAP, customers can call the CFAP call center at 877-508-8364 or by simply contacting your local FSA county office.
AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Two Democrats in the U.S. Senate are questioning top American meat packers about past shipments to China while America went through meat shortages in grocery stores around the country. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Cory Booker want to know by the end of the month how much pork, beef, and chicken those companies shipped to China during the coronavirus outbreak while warning of possible domestic meat shortages. The inquiry increases the scrutiny on companies like Tyson, JBS, and Smithfield Foods after thousands of meatpacking workers were infected with COVID-19. USDA data says those companies exported 112,327 tons of U.S. pork to China in April. That was more than any other month before and up to 257% from a year earlier. Those export numbers raise questions about why U.S. meat prices soared. President Trump had to order the nation's slaughterhouses to stay open to protect the nation's food supply. In a letter outlining the request for information, Booker and Warren said the pattern of behavior raises questions about whether you're living up to the commitment to workers who produce the pork and beef in the communities in which you operate and the nation's consumers that rely on your products to feed their families. USDA's Farm Service Agency will be taking applications for the Coronavirus Food Aid Assistance Program through an online portal. The agency's goal is to expand the options available to producers to apply for the program. It helps offset price declines and additional marketing costs because of the coronavirus pandemic. FSA also leveraging commercial document storage and e-signature solutions to enable producers to work with local service center staff to complete the application from home. Richard Fordyce, the FSA director, says we're doing everything we can to serve the customers and make sure that ag producers impacted by COVID-19 can quickly and securely apply for the relief program. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Have you been to a farmer's market yet this spring? It's a bit of a different experience this year. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Thanks to COVID-19, going shopping is a little different experience than it used to be, if you can even get in the door at some places. Going to farmers markets is also a different experience. Jim Fazell is our garden guru and farmers market fan.
You know, we had a little bit of a concern that maybe they wouldn't open at all. And we have all these farmers that have been preparing since last year when the farmers market closed for this coming year. That means they bought seed. They prepared ground. They prepared places in the greenhouses. They set up for seeding. They bought supplies. All of that stuff sitting there waiting for the farmers markets to open. Then suddenly in February, some of these farmers markets said, we're probably not going to open this summer. Well, what do these people do? They can't say, well, maybe they will, and go out and plant. And then again, if they go out and plant, they've invested all that additional money, and they can't sell the stuff when they get it. So they've been in a real dilemma. Fortunately, farmers markets are beginning to open. However, it's not the same old farmers market that we've been used to because there are gobs of restrictions. There are some farmers markets which require the 6-foot spacing. Very difficult to do when there are crowds of people in the farmer's market. Then when we get to selecting the produce itself, a lot of these places have stands that are set up with a barrier so that you really can't get into them. All you can do is walk around and say, well, I want five of those beets. And the attendant will go over and get you the five beets, put them in a bag, hand them to you. And many of them are not even taking cash. They're taking credit cards. So be aware. Also, there are many of them that have guards in place, so you can't even really talk to the people. They're talking through plastic shields of some kind. So it's really different. Now, my hope is that things will begin to settle down a little bit and some of these regulations will be relaxed. But in the meantime, everything will be put in packages. Nobody will be able to handle anything. But you can still get your produce. It's wonderful produce. These farmers have started out early in the season getting ready. They pick every week for the farmer's market. They pick the best stuff available. You might want to take your own shopping bag if you need to so that you can carry the stuff because you're not going to get them at the farmer's market. I think many of them have restrictions on dogs, too. You know, most of these have been farmers markets where you take your dog, the dogs enjoy each other while you enjoy the produce and a cup of coffee and so forth. So it's really going to be different. But be aware of it. Make the best of it. This, too, shall pass.
Back after this.
A salute in June, National Dairy Month, to our hardworking dairy producers.
Oldie Dairy of Lynn has been family-owned since 1955, producing nearly 14,000 gallons of wholesome milk a day and quality cows for three generations. Their mission is to create a safe and prosperous environment for their employees and the 1,400 cattle they care for. Oldie Dairy is committed to preserving natural resources and helping the community they love. For more information, give Oldie Dairy and Lynn a call at 348-5697.
A salute in June, National Dairy Month, to our hardworking dairy producers.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio. A service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
731 from KNDY. A few diminishing scattered showers. Very small cells of activity tracking southeast Nebraska through central Kansas. 75 this hour. Temperature on the rise already with a south wind at 5. Highs top 90 again on a warm Friday ahead.
What a day for a daydream, goes the old song. What kind of day is good for a math test? We've got the answer on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-343-4379. 800-343-4379. 800-343-4379. That's 800-343-4379.
Double benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, June 26th, the 178th day of the year. Civil War general and disputed inventor of baseball, Abner Doubleday, was born on this day in 1819. It's commonly accepted that a bright, sunny day has a positive effect on our disposition. Is there any reason we should hope for more dismal weather? According to Australian researchers, inclement conditions will improve your memory. During good weather, they say, our focus is scattered and directed outward, while somber moods induced by a gloomy day will turn our thoughts inward, sharpening our focus and helping us retain memories. So if there's something on your schedule that requires sharp mental focus, check the forecast. A good chance of rain could mean good news. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
There will be a large estate auction for the Burt Wessel Estate Saturday, June 27th. Sale begins at 9:30 at Highway 99 and Charles Street at the south end of Frankfort. Selling a John Deere 3010 gas tractor. In good shape, sells the Great Bend hydraulic loader with 6-foot bucket. John Deere 2020 gas tractor. three sets of rear wheel weights, and a John Deere 47 loader with a 5-foot bucket. Later model John Deere A, 300 utility international gas tractor, 2M, an H and a C farmall tractor, 79 Ford four-door, 43,000 actual miles. This car always in the garage, very good condition. 16-foot motorboat, Evinrude 70-horse motor, approximately 40 rods and reels. Antiques and collectibles include old hit-and-miss motors, Farmall H&M parts, couple of generators, power and hand tools, household items, selling two rings beginning at 11 a.m. This estate auction for the Burke Wessel Estate. Saturday begins at 9:30 at the south end of Frankfort at Highway 99 Charles Street. Sale conducted by Klein Realty and Auction.
KNDY.
Songs on a room, another town, one more show, and I'm coming home. Don't give a damn what these keys I hold. I'm on a night down that front door and wanna find out what that high seems made of. Been too many nights since it's felt us make love. Baby, like a wrecking ball. You, look at you. Send me one more shot. Sitting on a bathroom sink. Damn you, ready to turn me on. I'm painting your toenails pink. Easy, baby, for you to say. But if I can make it just one